This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, November 9th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Today is the 85th anniversary of Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass, a night in 1938 when some 7,000 Jewish-owned businesses in Germany were vandalized by the SS, by other aspects of the German government. The German officials just stood by and watched. Some 30,000 Jewish men arrested, sent off to concentration camps. The pretense for this was the assassination of a minor diplomatic official in Paris by a 17-year-old Polish Jew living in France. This began in 1938, 85 years ago tonight, the Holocaust in Germany. It's relevant today as we in the United States, as our friends in the UK, looking at what's happening in London, our friends in Europe, looking at Paris, Berlin, seeing hundreds of thousands of pro-Hamas protesters marching through our capital cities. Pro-Hamas, literally an Islamo-Nazi organization. That is historically true. Hamas being an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, which originally founded as a educational organization to convince Muslims that they needed to restore the caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, which collapsed in the early 1920s. But in the late 1930s, it came under the tutelage, instruction, and guidance of the SS. So when we use the term Islamo-fascist and Islamo-Nazi, we are not being hyperbolic. It is literally true. And when we see 300,000 pro-Islamo-Nazi protesters marching through Washington, D.C. and descending on the White House, we need to remember and learn from the lessons of history before we repeat them. Topic number five, what happens next in Gaza? Well, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, says Israel will take over. It will basically impose security on the Gaza Strip once it defeats Hamas. Netanyahu said Israel would consider some tactical pauses in the fighting to allow aid to come in and hostages to come out, but he has rejected international calls for a ceasefire. Gaza services close to a breaking point, according to the United Nations, but Israel maintains if fuel is allowed in, it will only be stolen by Hamas and used to keep the generators going that keeps oxygen flowing in the underground terror tunnels that are key to Hamas's, ongoing war against Israel. The White House does not approve. President Joe Biden not in favor of an Israeli reoccupation of Gaza, according to spokesman John Kirby. It's not good for Israel and not good for the Israeli people, end quote. I suggest that if we lived within 15 to 30 seconds of a rocket launched from Gaza, we might feel differently about that. By the way, the Washington Free Beacon, once again, doing actual reporting, hats off to that news service for actually doing some digging, exclusively revealed on Tuesday that the Biden administration refused to sell weapons to Israel unless Israel provided guarantees that they would not be given to Israelis living in Judea and Samaria, which is what the world calls the West Bank. After thousands, 1,400 unarmed Israelis were murdered by Hamas on October 7th, Israel urgently requested the United States sell it thousands of M16 rifles. The White House said, okay, but it would not approve the sale until Israel guaranteed that the weapons would not go to civilian outposts in Judea and Samaria, which the Biden administration and its allies in the Democratic Party consider occupied territory. The stipulation characterized to the Washington Free Beacon by a government official as unusual, which suggests that the Biden administration is caving in to the far left wing of the Democratic Party, which is pressuring Israel to enact a ceasefire and accusing Israel of conducting a genocide in the Gaza Strip. Topic number four, Afghanistan. Unlike Afghanistan, where the Biden administration abandoned $8 billion of military-grade hardware there for the Taliban, and now a new watchdog report, this reported by Breitbart News, reveals that Afghanistan has received some $11 billion in foreign aid from the United States. Not total. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket compared to what we spent in Afghanistan. That's since we left the country in August of 2021. $11 billion since we left the country with number of our soldiers and a bunch of civilians killed during the evacuation process. Breitbart reports the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, John Sopko issued this report on Monday. He says that the U.S. and its allies have been sending cash shipments of about $80 million to Afghanistan every 10 to 14 days. This is since the Taliban took office, took control of the country more than 2 years ago. Now, Sopko says the United Nations has assured him that all of the money has been placed in designated UN accounts in a private bank and is not being deposited in the central bank or provided to the Taliban. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, similarly claimed all the cash payments are carefully monitored, audited, inspected, and vetted in accordance with financial rules and processes. Excuse me. Really. Topic number three, off-year elections. Voters in a number of states here in the U.S. went to the polls on Tuesday night. Bad night for Republicans in Virginia, who not only did not flip the state Senate, they lost control of the state House of Delegates, which means Governor Glenn Youngkin's going to have to work with the Democratic legislature for the next couple of years. In Kentucky, Democrat Governor Andy Beshear won re-election over Republican Daniel Cameron. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie blamed Cameron's loss on his alliance with Donald Trump, calling Trump, quote, political and electoral poison down ballot, end quote. Now, that wasn't true in 2020 when down ballot Republicans did a lot better than Mr. Trump did, but Chris Christie is trying to get some traction going by stirring up some news. His campaign for president is really not going anywhere. In Ohio, voters legalized recreational marijuana use and enshrined abortion in the state constitution, becoming the seventh state where voters have voted to protect abortion access after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Not a surprise. Do not underestimate the power and the influence of Molech. That's a literal entity. No time to go into that here, but they will not give up his child sacrifice easily or willingly. Topic number two, speaking of Donald Trump, Democrats are in a panic after a New York Times poll released on Sunday shows that Trump is beating President Biden in 5 out of 6 battleground states. These are states that Joe Biden carried in 2020. Of course, he carried them because the news media squelched news about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, but whatever. In short, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win and win handily. The results show Biden losing to Trump by between 4 and 10 percentage points among voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Biden ahead by 2 points in Wisconsin. Another ominous sign for Democrats is that the demographics are swinging against Joe Biden. For example, voters under the age of 30 only favor Biden by a single percentage point now. That's a big change from 2020. Black voters now registering 22% support in these swing states for Donald Trump. This is a level not seen for a Republican candidate in recent times. Now, having said all of that, Joe Biden still won the 2020 election officially, even though Donald Trump received more votes than he did in 2016, which rarely happens for a candidate running for re-election. Generally speaking, when a candidate runs for re-election, voters know him better, and they tend not to vote for him the second time. So again, unusual, to say the least. Just remember, Christian, God is the one who raises up kings and tears them down again. And if results don't go the way we want, it's because God is trying to tell us something. Coming up, Saturn's rings are disappearing. Seriously. That's next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you're aware of the largest giveaway of the year in the We Are Legion Grand Collection. When you order the We Are Legion Grand Collection from SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive We Are Legion for We Are Many, Dominions, Cosmo Craters, and Washington, D.C. Unmasking, the ancient riddle of the Hebrew year 5785 and the eminent destiny of America by best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn. Divided We Stand, the globalist scheme for a one-world government by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days, Satanology, History, Prophecy, and Technology by Jeffrey W. Martus. but we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America, on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient cosmocrators who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive solid bonus merchandise absolutely free. Because also included in the We Are Legion Grand Collection are any number of brand new, super quality, overstocked gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or to give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $150. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, so act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the We Are Legion Grand Collection now.
Item number one today, Saturn's rings are going away. It's just temporary, mind you. They will become invisible to us here on Earth in March of 2025, meaning that if you're an amateur astronomer who wants to see them, you really better do it soon, sometime in the next 18 months. They will become invisible on Earth from about 2025. This event is called the Saturnian equinox. It occurs once every 15 years when the planet's angle of tilt reaches 0 degrees. And then seeing those rings edge on, because they're only about 300 feet high, at the distance of Earth, that's like trying to see a piece of paper, thin paper, edge on. Very difficult, practically impossible to do, but this will only be temporary because Saturn will keep swinging back in that other direction and will reach its maximum inclination of 27 degrees by the year 2032, which will give us the best view of the rings. Interestingly, a 7-year period beginning in 2025 connected to Saturn, the god of the underworld. Just saying. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking about the upcoming presidential election. This is Tom Horn's final book and the last series of programs that will feature Tom Horn on the panel. Also joining us, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, my best friend Sharon K. Gilbert, and I was honored to contribute a chapter to the book as well. We are legion, for we are many. What is the spirit or spirits? What are the spirits behind Washington, D.C. and the deep state? That is the series of programs we are kicking off this week on Skywatch TV. Don't miss it. You'll find the program right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can also find it right now at our Roku or Apple TV channels. If you use YouTube, well, God bless you. Just remember, YouTube has its own rules, and we may not always find ourselves there, but you'll find the main program at skywatchtv.com, or rather, youtube.com/@SkywatchTV now. That's the address. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or better yet, get our mobile app, because that way we will never get canceled. We will not be canceled from our own app. All of our video content is there. We got a Bible there with multiple translations, calendar of upcoming events, place to donate if you're so led, news updates 3 times a week and more, all in the palm of your hand, absolutely free, available for iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to those app stores, so you find the app that's right for your device at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.